Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, January the 19th, 2024, 12 and a half minutes past the hour, coming on a little early tonight. It's the Friday night hullabaloo with Matt and Carrington. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight discussing a myriad of topics, and of course the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. A lot of people probably at home tonight, nothing big going on tonight. Could be snowed in, just don't want to go out and challenge the roads. So give us a call if there's anything on your mind, 740-383-9944. How's it going?
Pretty good. How's it going?
I'm good. We've seen a lot of each other today, so I think we're doing okay since we talked earlier.
I'm pretty good as well. I'm probably better than the pizza man I passed on the way here. You know, they're like, "Where are many cars out on the road?" And I was like, "I would hate to be that guy right now."
I don't know. Is it the pizza man who drives the like the Dodge Charger?
I don't know. He was from pizza. No, Papa John's. Papa John's.
You know, I was about to say, I wouldn't mind being the man who's delivering pizza driving a Charger.
You know, when I came here tonight, I have to go down the boulevard, and apparently all things to me happen on the boulevard, because during the Christmas season, it was the Christmas lights that I would see going down the boulevard each week. Well, tonight, even after dark, as I was coming here, there were cars at the Harding Memorial, and I thought, well, it's dark. Why are there cars at the Harding Memorial in January? Well, people were sledding. And I thought, oh, you know, I got a little bit of time. I could pull over there and sled down the hill at the Harding Memorial. And then...
Do you carry a sled in your car, Scott?
No, so that was a problem. I had no sled with me. And I thought, well, maybe that won't work. But, you know, if I'd had a sled...
You would have been right out there with those kids.
I'd have been right out there. Well, I don't know if it was all kids.
And you're older than Scott.
No. Hey, listen, you got to have fun.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
My body can still take that.
I believe it, yeah. You get at least one good going.
I can get more than one good going.
Anytime I go sledding, I go like three times, and I'm like, that was good. That was fun.
You know,
see you guys later.
It's interesting because people in my age category right now, and maybe it's just the world I live in, have been having a lot of, you know, aches and pains and things like that. And I really, you know, don't have those. I don't know why.
Yeah, knock on wood, that's true. You can't say that.
Younger people than me have had those aches and pains, and I don't have those. I don't know why. I don't.
You know, I never got real big into the sledding, because, like, I mean, sledding was always fun, but, like, my uncle, he lives next to this field, and he's friends with the farmer. And the farmer, in the wintertime, obviously, you don't do it when there's crops in the field, but in the wintertime when there's snow in the field, he lets my uncle take us in his quad, he'll attach us to a canoe on the back of the quad, and he'll just drive us through the field on a canoe.
Now, we're going to try this. I'm a little worried right now, but 2 weeks from today is...
Groundhog Day.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, Matt, tell us about Groundhog Day.
All right. So, on February 2nd, we're going to have a Groundhog Day ceremony. We're not sure where exactly yet, but it's going to be great.
We'll be around that morning. Just stay tuned. It's becoming too big to do here. I think that's why we're going to have to move it. Although I did place a call today to a venue. I don't want to say yes or no, but I have to call tomorrow morning to confirm it up.
Exciting. Are they going to feed us?
Well, me.
Come on. You know I love eating, Scott.
Yeah, but you're kind of like I've always said, it's kind of, you know, you're like the opening act.
Right, Scott Spears and others.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No, I know.
So when the free food comes out, you know, they get Scott Spears.
The free food, there's a single sandwich. They're like, that's Scott Spears' sandwich.
Well, I don't want to say what this place is, but I guess that they're a sandwich type of place, but it's not like McDonald's, so...
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just hoping that there's food.
I might let you have a little bit.
You'll let me smell it. Free smells.
I don't want you smelling my food, but okay. I might like take a piece of crust off and give it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Beggars can't be choosers. I'll take it. Okay, back to Groundhog Day. Sorry about that, Matt.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot what we were doing.
You interrupted his spiel.
I was concerned.
February 2nd, Grand Ole Day Ceremony. Not 100% sure where we're going to be. It might be too big to have here, so we don't, it's to be determined. But we're going to have Chad Clark. He's going to be there providing music. He's going to be there, you know, live entertainment.
Man Alive, there's going to be live performance. It reminds me, you probably don't remember this, but when the Today Show and all those morning shows had plazas, and they would have live music, and that was all of a sudden a big thing in the morning. That's what it reminds me of, because we're a morning show that day, and it will be, a performance show.
I did not know they did that, no.
It used to be a thing. Today's show, early show, 98 countries Chad Clark has been heard in, 35 million hits on Spotify.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, I didn't realize he was, like, he had fans. That's cool.
Yeah, so... It's going to be
Rip
a thing.
Chad Clark.
Ripping on my man, Chad. Okay.
I didn't say anything.
No. I didn't say anything bad. I'm just...
Don't criticize the entertainment that day.
No, I'm hyping the entertainment up. Like, that's
not really.
Great.
I didn't realize he had fan,
my goodness.
That's cool.
I thought he was going to come in and dust up when we were finished or something.
No, I didn't know.
Well, now you do.
I do.
Chad Clark's going to be there with the
guitar.
Let's see, there's gonna be, the biggest thing, obviously, can't forget this one, the groundhog. We don't know who the groundhog is gonna be.
Well, you don't.
Well, yeah, nobody but Scott knows. Actually, I don't even know.
Yes, I do.
Do you know at this point?
Matter of fact, I hate to bring this up, well, no, I like bringing this up, but today, at about 3 o'clock, I confirmed it.
Very nice.
I know who the
groundhog
is gonna be.
We officially have a groundhog.
As of this afternoon.
So nobody knows who the groundhog's gonna be but Scott.
And
the groundhog,
exactly,
obviously.
It was exactly who I wanted it to be.
And good. Is it Jim Jordan?
I will not confirm or deny anybody.
Do we know this person?
I will confirm or deny nothing.
Oh, okay.
Well, oh, no, you can ask questions.
That was the question. Like,
would you know him?
Yeah.
What you're asking?
Yes, because we're supposed to guess who it is. Like, do I have a way to guess who it is? Like, would I have any idea who this person is?
Speaking of guesses, if you guess it right there, you get a plaque.
You do? And there are possibly, we haven't confirmed the other thing, but there's another big gift coming along there, too.
So possibly, if everything goes well.
Just hold it.
Just hold it?
Just hold it for now.
This event is a lot of like, well, we might be doing this. You'll find out.
No, the only thing we don't know for sure is this other part of the gift.
Is where it will be, if there's going to be.
We're not there yet.
Part of a gift.
We still got 14.
If there's going to be food, there's a lot of questions.
No, you're the only one who's concerned about the food.
You didn't confirm or deny it, so.
I think I did. Didn't we go through the food thing?
No, you said that there would be food for you.
Yeah. There's no ambiguity there.
Okay.
Okay, so, and we just found out recently that we had to move it because we're having live entertainment. I just found that out Wednesday night. And as far as this adding to the plaque giveaway, I just found that out Wednesday night. So this is all fairly new stuff.
Exciting. Big things.
It's a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants industry.
Well, you don't turn it down. What am I going to say? Don't give me that gift and don't...
Don't perform.
Don't perform.
No, for sure.
There's going to be a pizza. Groundhog pizza. Not actual groundhog pizza. Just, you know, a pizza. And then the pizza's going to have slices, obviously. And underneath each slice is going to be a piece of paper that says... 6 weeks until spring, or an early spring.
Yes.
And so far we have a 100% prediction rate, success rate. when they eat the pizza, they're gonna get the piece of paper and they're gonna read it, and then Marianne Withrow is gonna sign it.
She'll be here for sure. Talk to her Wednesday night.
Sign it in the fact, and then
But who is the groundhog? That's the main event right there. And at 8:45, you'll find out.
8:45.
We go on the air at 8:15 that morning. And at 8:45, the prediction happens. And that's when we'll unveil the groundhog. And then we'll talk to whoever the groundhog is and continue with the morning's festivities through 11. So it's a big morning.
All mornings are big mornings here.
I just really want to know if I would know who this is.
See, I don't know, because I don't know what you know.
Are they famous?
Okay, but see, that's kind of an ambiguous question.
Right, I know.
But give me a more direct question, and I'll answer it. I'll give you each, since I know who it is now, I'll give you each one direct question tonight, and I'll answer. But I'm not going to confirm or deny who it is. Even if you guess it, I'm not going to.
Okay, are they famous for governmental reasons or for, like, media, like, public relations famous? That was terribly worded. I'm so sorry, but you know what I mean.
Run that down again.
Like, what? Okay, are they, like...
try that name.
Are they... I know. Are they government famous or are they, like, celebrity famous for, like, doing nothing famous?
Doing nothing.
Okay, I'm thinking like the Kardashians. You know, everyone's like, what do the Kardashians do? I don't know. They're just famous for existing. Like, a celebrity in, like, that sense. Government or non-government, that's what I'm going to narrow it down
to.
Well,
see, but I don't like either-or questions like that. Like, I want you to ask me a question about the person. Like, okay. I don't like when people go male or female, government, non-government. So
are they a politician?
That's too
big.
See, I think that's too...
No,
we're cutting...
That's a direct question there.
No, because a politician could be a retired politician. It could be somebody who's running for office.
Yeah, that's fine. Any of those are fine.
Yeah, but I think that's a
broad... Are they a government person?
You should work for the FBI. You really should.
I'm just... Come on, answer the question. Why are you avoiding it?
Hold on, we're getting reports right now that somebody is listening as they're driving down 23 tonight, and 423 and 23 are complete junk. The roads are bad right now, but be safe out there while you're driving. And this person maybe will take, might be going sledding on Sunday.
So I'm going to take your ignoring my question.
No, go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I already asked the question.
I want to answer it because it's like one way or another.
What do you mean?
Okay, like, go ahead. Ask.
Isn't it a yes or no question?
What's the question?
Are they famous or like related to government stuff?
See, that's not... So you're asking me, are they directly involved with the government?
Are they known because of politics?
Oh, okay. See, that's a question.
Okay.
Okay, that's not what you asked earlier on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. No.
Okay.
All right.
Matt, do you have a question?
I guess we'll go with, are they known because of music?
No.
Okay, so we didn't learn anything.
Nope.
Nope, didn't learn anything.
Got your question.
Well, I guess we learned stuff that they're not, so...
That's true.
It narrows it down.
Nobody will ever get this, I don't believe. I believe it's so... It's one of those things, and this is the only hint I'm giving tonight now that I know who it is. It's so ambiguous, it would be hard to hit, but it's also somebody who everybody will know.
Oh, okay, so the unveiling's not going to be like, oh...
No.
That
no,
guy.
No, you would know the person.
Okay, but earlier you said you didn't know if I would know who it is.
I'm talking in the general sense. Everybody who's there will know as soon as the hat comes off.
Even me?
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't. Okay. Yeah, matter of fact, I'm sure that you would.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
Yeah. It'd be hard not to know once the hat comes off.
Well, I'm excited.
Yep.
I'm always excited.
That's going to be a big morning, and that's Friday, February the 2nd here on this station. And there's just going to be a whole host of people there. Now, we've had guesses. We've had Mary Ellen Withrow. We've had Matt has been guest. Carrington has been guest. Sean has been guest. Mayor Schertzer has been guest. So there you go.
Is it you?
Yeah, it's me.
I'm that'll so
be
good.
That'll be pretty easy to figure out at about 8:15, whether it's me or not. If I'm there, it is. If I'm not, it's not.
We can assume.
Or, that's backwards, isn't it? If I'm there, it's me. Yeah, if I'm there, it's me.
You.
If I'm, yeah, there you go.
Nice. Wow. Good work.
That was a tongue twister.
That was a little bit of a thing here. You know what? To just help us along with the tongue twister, I think we should have some happy music here. We haven't done this for quite a while on the program, and
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Yeah, you like this, don't you? You bebop sometimes
to
this thing. Here you go. Get ready. Because it's a cold night.
Well,
it's a cold night. You know, we got to play this thing. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant. There you go.
Every day I wake myself a cup of that rich Folgers aroma, the best part of waking up. It's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mango aroma always coming through, always coming through. Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony with that doo-wop, doo-wop ditty. Whoa, one more cup and it's a hoo-wop, shoo-wop for me. Folgers in your cup.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Now that's Rockapella, singing Folgers, the Folgers theme. And I've said this 10,000 times, and I'm going to say it again. I've said it once, I've said it 10,000 times. Those guys are just a little too happy about coffee.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's a reasonable amount of happy about coffee.
No, I really don't think so.
Why are you so against them savoring?
No, they can savor whatever, but you don't bebop, doobop, none of that. It's coffee.
And they really love it. So
apparently
don't
so.
Take this joy away from
if
them.
If that came along in the kitchen in the morning, I'd have to hit them with something.
Say it's too early for this, guys. Not today.
You don't come through with the coffee, but bebop, shoobop. No. Just get your coffee and go.
Well, don't listen to the ad anymore. Why do you? You're the one that just put it on.
I think it's entertaining.
It's funny, yeah. It's a good one.
It's an entertaining spot, but what can you do beyond that? Is there any more fun place to be on a Friday night than this?
I could think of a couple places, but I'm having a good time.
We'll see that you get to those places in the upcoming weeks.
I'm kidding.
We'll clear the time frame for you.
I'm kidding.
Aye. We were having a great conversation earlier today, you and I, because Pastor Craig was off, and we hope he's doing well. He was called away this morning. But we had an interesting conversation because James Anderson was on the show about a little over a week ago. Popular interview. James was undergoing radiation treatments for cancer. Young guy in his 30s, thyroid cancer. And we were talking about how his wife has been a big part of his recovery. And he had said if she had not been there, that he would be, it would be much harder for him. She's there to hear him cry. She's there to hear him complain. She's there to hear him say, why me? All these things. And she got him a radiation t-shirt, and she just makes life a little more palatable. But the interesting thing is that he looked into it because we talked about it. A lot of people leave when people are sick. Marriages break up during that time. We've talked about it before, and relationships break up during that time. But what we were talking about earlier was nobody wants to admit it, that that's why they left. Because that's a horrible thing, first of all, mentally to do to yourself, to say, well, I left because they were sick. And number two, that's not a good story to tell. Why did that end? Well, the other person was sick.
Yeah, it defeats the whole in sickness and in health thing and those vows.
Well, it just doesn't make you sound good. I mean, nobody's going to hear that story and go, poor you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're supposed to stick around in an instance like that. I mean, especially if they're going to be sick and, like, I don't know. It's terrible when people leave in those situations.
But the irony is that they do, and they do in large numbers.
Yeah, I can think of specific people that I know that that's happened to them. So, I mean, I know it happens here.
Yeah, it happens. But I think it does say something about that person. And the people who do stick it out, like James Anderson's wife, you know, I certainly tip my Cubs cap to those people because that's tough.
It's probably not how she envisioned her life going, that's for sure.
No, but who, you know, life very rarely turns out the way you want it. You know, I like the saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before.
I've not heard that, but that's a good one.
But the truth of the matter is why do people leave? What is it about that? Not having fun? Do you think the other person's having a good time?
No, it's probably just because it's like time-consuming and mentally exhausting to be in that position. Like, I don't obviously empathize with them and, like, think that they should leave or, like, have the right to leave because, you know, they already, like, have said they're going to stay in that situation, so they're kind of taking back on their word. But to be in that situation, it would be a lot. I mean, going to the hospital all the time would probably be pretty draining. Having to see the person that you care about just deteriorate in front of your eyes would be pretty exhausting. Like, not that, like, you know, poor them, but I can see why, like, they wouldn't want to
be around
for that.
I think the other person might be going through something.
No, I know. I agree. I'm just saying, like, I understand why they would, like, struggle to be in that position as well.
I don't know. I think, honestly, that there's something. Either people have integrity or they don't. And to me, that's the definition of integrity. Staying in a situation like that. I mean, unless you're getting abused or something, which I don't think is normally the case here. But if you leave during that time, boy, you really need to take a look at yourself. Because I don't think you're a good person. Because a lot of people will say, I'm a good person. Well, that's a little rough.
Do you think that's in all case scenarios? Like, what if you're just dating somebody and they get sick?
I think that's a bad time to leave. I mean, if you're, like, dating for 2 weeks, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's years...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not the time to leave.
If it's like an extended illness, like, you know, they're going to be sick for, like, you know, years.
So it's okay to rationalize leaving?
No, I'm just wondering what your limits are on this take.
If it's a long-term relationship, I don't see it any differently than a marriage, because a lot of people don't want to be married, so they're never going to be married. So I don't understand
that. Oh, okay.
If it's over a year, I think, listen, the problem is here, if you were okay until that person was ill, herein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like all of a sudden now that they're ill.
If you're leaving during that brief time that they're ill, bad timing.
Yeah, I feel like most people would agree with that, though, that it's a little sucky to do that. But
nobody's going to admit that. That's what we were talking about earlier. Nobody's going to say I left
because
of that.
I would almost guarantee that if you were talking to somebody who had done that, for one, they probably don't think they did that. Like he said, they're going to rationalize it to themselves. And two, I think that they'd also probably agree it's a sucky thing to do. They would, but even though they did it.
You know, we're getting a message out here. You know, I like the messages. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you leave, then you don't truly love that person. I think that's right. Relationship or marriage.
I mean, yeah, to abandon them in their time of need.
Yeah, but I mean, how does that look regardless? I mean, that's awful. That says more about you. I've got to make myself happy. Well, the other person didn't choose to have that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, listen, that's the bad part of it.
Like you said, they're not going to admit that that's why they're leaving.
No, they'll never admit that. I don't think they'll ever admit it to themselves, because I don't know that you could live with yourself if you really believe that's what you did.
They probably, I mean, obviously, like, with an illness, there's going to come other challenges, like, the person might be tired all the time, and, you know, you're not going to go do stuff as much as you previously did, and, like, their attitude might change because
I think that's what does it.
So, I mean, it's those factors as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because they're not just lazy.
No, I know,
they're
but like,
ill.
Yeah, it's because of the illness, but they probably blame it on those types of things, you know?
Probably.
Because issues will arise, probably, just with the dynamic of the relationship changing.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about it is, I can completely disagree with somebody on every issue under the sun, completely disagree with them. And if they stick it out, and I know truly that they have done that they're there for somebody, I can have just the most admiration and respect for them, because I know people do leave. I know people run out. I know people rationalize it. And the people who don't try to rationalize it, because it is tough. I'm not saying it's easy at all. But if you stick around for that, I really can have some serious respect coming your way. And that's hard, because I was about to say I don't respect a lot of people. That sounds bad. But I really don't. I mean, it takes a long time for me to really respect you as a person. I can like you, but I might not respect you, because that takes a long time. I don't think you should just give that out in passing. But that would get you there quick.
So you don't respect me and Matt?
Where did I say that?
No, I'm just curious.
You're so needy.
I'm just curious. Come on.
No, true or false. That's something to respect somebody over. Have admiration if you stick it out. And I'm not talking me being in the situation. If I see it from afar. If I see somebody sticking with their person when that person's ill, hey, you know
what?
Are
there other ways to earn your respect? Do you have to have a sick
person? No. No, other people have earned it for other reasons. I'm just saying that's a fast track for me. Even if I disagree with you, and maybe we don't even see eye to eye on everything, but if I know you do that, I have a lot of respect for you.
Automatic respect stamp.
I mean,
yeah,
I don't think
because it's hard.
I mean, I don't think you even, like he said, I don't even think you have to like somebody to respect somebody. It's just, like, respect and like are two different things.
Exactly. I may not even like you. I might not want to hang out with you, but I will respect what you have done. I think you are a good person. I think you did the right thing.
I love you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a big thing, and I think this love thing might have something to do with it, although that's always androgynous to me anyway, because I really have no idea what love is. And I say that with real sincerity. I don't know, because it comes and goes, apparently, with a lot of people. And I don't think I've ever had that. I've never gotten afflicted with that illness. So
the love bug's never bitten you?
No, I lie about it, because I think it's something you have to say to people if they say it to you. And so you say it, but you don't really mean it. And I can't, it sounds hypocritical if I sit here after, you know, relationships have come and gone and say, well, I love them. Well, did I? And why am I not still there?
I think you can love somebody and not still be with them. Like, I don't think that
oh, I don't.
Eternal is the only sign of love. What do you mean?
So you're saying somebody can come and go and you still love them?
Not, like, come and go, like, habitually. Like, there's maybe, like, their time in your life is over. And, like, you know, you still, like, love the time you guys had together and you, like, love them as a person, but, like, they're just not in your life anymore.
Well, I don't know. Love's, like I said, love's an ambiguous word because I hear people use it with friends, and I think there is a difference than liking a friend and loving a friend, but I don't think it means you're in love with them. But I think loving a friend is more than liking a friend. So that's, it's a thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would say that I love a lot of my friends, and, like, I don't take it, like, super harshly, super, like, deeply.
See, that's what I don't like, because I think people do... No, I think people do use it too often, and I think that becomes the problem. You know, if I tell somebody I love them, I want to be sure. I just don't want to be throwing that around.
Yeah, but you just said you don't know what love is.
Well, no, but when you're in a relationship, you got to say it at some point, or else that relationship ain't going on.
What about in friendships? Like, what's the mark of liking versus loving in a friendship?
Oh, no, I think that I could describe. Liking versus loving in a friendship. Liking, they're your friend, so obviously you like them already, or why are you calling them your friend?
Mm-hmm.
So that's easy. But loving a friend is like, I would really miss if you weren't there. It would really be a traumatic moment. There's something there that just is different than with other people. You're not in love with them, but you love that friend.
I mean, I almost just considered it like when you love your friends, it's almost like they're just part of your family, extended family kind of thing.
See, we're getting here. You can love someone, but not be together. See, I don't get that because, now, is that like in love with somebody? I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I love some of my friends that I'm not in love with, mm-hmm. So I don't need to be with them. But I don't think you can be in love with somebody and not be with them.
No, I don't think that's what she said. Like, she just said, sorry, I can't read it.
Why are you looking over my shoulder? I hate it that you're looking over my shoulder. I'm going to have to get a tablet in here or something.
Yeah, you are, because right now I can still read that.
You've got two good of eyes. You've got one good set of
eyes. No, but she's saying you can just love someone in general, you know? Like,
well, yes, isn't that what I said?
Yes, but you were saying that you disagree with what she said. I was like, no, I think that she...
No, I disagree with if she means you can be in love with somebody and not be with them. I don't think... Well, you can be, but it's not exactly a good situation.
Clarifying.
Okay.
Well, then we all agree.
Then we all agree, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's weird sometimes because you say you love somebody and people think you're in love with them, and that's not necessarily true.
It's like, whoa. Not like that.
Like if you say, I love you. Well, that's not, woo. Let's get married. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I love this. I love that. I love these things about you. I think people take that very too literal.
Too literal when you tell them you love them?
Because I think when you use the L word, people think you're in love with them, and you're not.
So you need to specify. It's like on The Bachelor, whenever they're like, I'm falling in love with you versus like, I love you and stuff. Like, they have different things that they have to say in a certain order or else it's like frowned upon.
See, that one is strange to me that just came up here. I'm not going to say who this is, but I have love for my ex-husband, but I'm not in love with him. But I assume at some point you were in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess.
Right.
But you have love for him now.
Yeah, I think the dynamic of your love just changed.
See, I think if you tell that to somebody, though, that's not going to go over well. Now, it'll be one of those things then they'll lie about because it's easier to lie about. But if you're in a new relationship and you say, I love my ex-husband, because they want to be with you, they're probably going to be okay with it. But I don't think they're going to like it.
They're not going to want to hear that.
They're not going to like that. I'm telling you right now, they're not going to like it. Put them on a polygraph.
Yeah, but just like... I don't know. Whenever you were in a marriage previously or in like a long-term relationship, you have to assume that they had like a loving, deep relationship with that other person.
And I don't love anybody from my past.
Okay, well, you have issues.
Got him.
Excuse me.
You do.
Now, why do I have to love them?
No, it's just.
I probably didn't love them in the first place.
It's the lack of emotions thing.
No, listen. I was thinking the other day because when people say they don't have regrets, I think that's such bull. Bull. It's just bull. I think that's such bull when people say that. And that's why I always like to ask people what their regrets are. Anyway, well, Of course I have regrets, but I was thinking the other day, what are my regrets? And I thought, you know, you can really walk that down a great aisle. You know, I regret that those relationships ended, but then I think I regret that those relationships happened. I regret that they ever came to be. I just regret them altogether.
Did you see that nice little message
I
about
knew
me?
That was coming. I knew that was coming. I don't believe it, though. I don't believe it. Because that is, you know what? You know what?
This I
was?
Love you, too.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
Well, you two have met once. Yeah. You already, see, that's throwing it around too much.
I told you I'd overuse the term love, so.
No regrets, though. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think people say that because they don't want to do anything over. They take that philosophy in life that if I didn't do everything just the way it was, I wouldn't have got where I am now. Okay, I get that. But at some point, you would do something differently.
I think there are things I would do differently, but I can't, like, pinpoint specific. I can't pinpoint specific instances of things where I'm, like, dwelling on the regrets, where I'm like, oh, I really wish this would have been different.
No, I'm not saying dwelling. Like, mine are very trivial.
Well, how do you remember them, then? Or do you write them down somewhere?
No, I was just thinking tonight, because I asked somebody today if they had any regrets.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm trying to think to myself, do I have regrets? Like, I was saying to Matt earlier, we were having the conversation about grudges. And I guess I've said negative things about people, but I don't sit at home and think about it. It's only when people bring them up, then it comes. So I don't know if that's a grudge or not. I think that's more just, I'm not favorable towards that person.
Mm-hmm. I think you can hold a grudge, though, without constantly, like, thinking about it and being upset about it.
See, this is such an interesting subject. This is why we spent almost an hour on it earlier. Because it's fascinating. Love is everybody understands it. It covers all people. Illness covers all people. Everybody's either been ill through an illness or knows somebody who's been ill. Relationships, that's why it's a topic, because it's something everybody's been through, going to go through, has different opinions on. They're very androgynous subjects, and I think that's why they go over well.
Everyone can relate to it.
I mean, I think anything that is relatable will go over well for the most part.
Well, that's an interesting point. If something made me happy, why would I regret it? I don't think you regret the happy part of it. I think you regret why it ended.
Maybe.
That's the regret. I wish that wouldn't have happened. Because I was having such a good time. And I was in love with that person.
I mean, a lot of times.
And it was all wonderful. But I never was in love with any of these people, so I really can't tell you anything. You know what? I was just happy when they took their hair straighteners and got the heck out.
You didn't have to wake up next
to them. Didn't have to get burned on those hair straighteners anymore.
I mean, what you'll hear a lot of the times is like, I wish it would have turned out differently.
I don't. I'm glad it turned out just the way it turned out. Let somebody else have that splinter. Let them carry that around for a while.
Yeah, I just think other people might, you know, have that regret.
Oh, God bless them.
Be a common regret.
Do you have that regret?
I don't think so, no.
Do you have that regret?
I don't even know what regret we're talking about.
What are you talking about?
Wishing things turn out differently?
Oh, yeah, wishing things turn out differently.
Oh, no.
No, I feel good about where I'm at. Everything's led me to this moment. I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. I just think that, for me, I know friends that I love, never been in love with somebody.
Are you sad about that?
No, because it just doesn't work for me.
Being in love?
Yeah, no. I have realized, like I told you last week, seriously, I make fun of marriage. It's a great thing to make fun of. It's like making fun of gravy. I like it. Fruitcake. I like making fun of it. But the truth of the matter is that if you want to be married, you have to really want to be married. It takes work. You've got to work at it. And I just am not good at that. And I have learned that I am not good at that.
Relationships are just too much of a time commitment.
It's not even that, really, with me. I'm just not good at it. I'm not good at making the calls. I'm not good at remembering the birthdays. I'm not good at being affectionate. I'm not good at those things, so I have learned this through my life, and I'm just not going to pretend like I am just to go on. So, and I'm not going to try that hard. I don't need that much anymore. You know, I have a lot of very good friends and a happy life. I don't need, it doesn't matter.
Right, and you've got Scott Spears Day, so, like, what else is there?
Right.
What else is there that you would need?
Really? I mean, look where I ended up.
Yeah, you're just fine.
See, I got Scott Spears Day, and yet I don't, I can admit that I do have regrets, but yet I still got Scott Spears Day. So all these people with no days, that you don't have regrets, I just don't believe that.
No, No, I most people probably have small regrets where it's like, okay, I would have done that differently, but like, I just can't think of any, like, in this instance, personally.
All I'm saying on this subject is I don't think people understand that it's a lot of work. And I think that's why most fail. I think people see the love, people see the marriage, people see the wedding. They don't see the illness coming. They don't see the times when they're not going to be able to go out. They don't see that sometimes there is financial crisis. They don't see that somebody doesn't exactly think as you do and isn't as affectionate and doesn't remember dates as well. That's just reality as time goes on. You're not the new shiny car throughout the relationship. You are the new shiny car the first couple of years.
Yeah, Taylor Swift has a song like this.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
What's the song?
Nothing New.
Well, good. She knows because she goes through men like paper towels.
No, it's about, like, are you still going to want her whenever she's nothing new? Like, are you still going to want the person whenever they're not the new shiny thing anymore? That's the premise of the song.
Well, no. See, again, that's one of those questions people can't answer honestly.
Right, right. So, I mean, but it's more of a hypothetical.
Yeah, but it's true. Okay, what do you guys think of this new age stuff? That we don't use medicine. We take cold showers to get our endorphins going, and that is a mood changer for us, restarts our body. We put castor oil on our belly button and on the parts of our body that ache, and we do all the make our own cough medicine.
I've seen so many people taking, like, ice baths recently and, like, going out into, like, lakes and, like, throwing rocks over the ice to, like, form a hole to get in some cold lake.
Somebody told me I should do this.
I don't get it. I don't know what it's about. I don't think that's for me.
Here's what I'm apparently supposed to do. I'm supposed to get in and take the normal shower, soap and water, warm water, like I normally would do, and then I stand back out of the water, and I turn it to the coldest temperature I can, and I let it get cold, and then I walk into it, and then I turn my back to it. And that's supposed to be some kind of health concern. See, I think that's dangerous because I think you could, and it shocks your body. And you slip and fall because you're in a bathtub with soapy water and all this. And you slip and fall.
You could slip and fall with warm water.
But I think it's greater when the shock comes of walking into that cold water.
What do you do with your feet? You just walk. Like, just take a step.
But it's water under your feet. It's not like you're on firm footing.
Yeah, but it's... What? It's going to be water either way. Just like, take the step. I don't think that falling is the risk here. Uncomfortable.
I think I'd be more concerned about, like, damaging your nerves. Going from, like, hot to cold like that is not good for nerves.
No, I don't. But apparently it's a mood changer is what I was told.
Yeah, I've seen people, like I said, online doing stuff like that. And, like, I mean, it's typically, like, outside and they're, like, in the snow taking little ice baths and stuff. And I think that's what it's for. It's just supposed to... I don't know if it's supposed to, like, break up monotony and, like, help your body, like, be, like, in shock and, like, change things up or something.
Yeah, but here's the problem. I don't criticize for people. If you want to put castor oil in your belly button every night and you want to take cold showers, God bless your heart. But here's my point. I think that maybe the reason you need a mood lifter is because you're nuts and you need to be on some kind of medication. And I think you're not going to get on the medication because you're putting castor oil
in
your belly
button. You don't need a cold shower.
You need to see the psychiatrist. Exactly. Cold water is not your problem.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, true or false?
I don't know. Do you take cold showers at all?
Didn't we just cover this?
So you think it's absolutely crazy? Like, you never...
They've asked me to do it. It's one of those things where I think maybe I should try it, but I think it's not going to go well. I don't think it's going to be like a daily activity with me.
I know. My brother and I have talked about this before, and I know that he said he, whenever he takes a shower, he'll, like, slowly keep turning the water colder and colder throughout his shower. And I don't know if there was logic behind it. I don't recall if he explained what the logic behind it was, but he said it, like, wakes him up or something, and it feels nice. And I was like,
I'll try it, but okay. I just really don't think it's going to be life-changing for me, and I don't really think I need... I'm not depressed in the morning. I don't need that. I know that I need a mood upper.
Maybe, like, the waking up aspect, it would help, but I don't know about mood.
Well, how do you feel about the whole castor oil and making your own cough syrup? And I know that's baloney with you because I see you with all kinds of medicines around and going to the doctor. I know you're a hypochondriac, so let's be honest.
Thank you for sharing my personal business, Scott.
No, was that too much personal business?
No.
No, you've told people what you had.
Yeah,
all you can do is watch a television show.
I know, I was just kidding.
You're, like, scratching like a groundhog.
I know, I had hives, I'm sorry.
And you announced that.
I know.
I wasn't going to announce it. Moments before we taped that show, you say, don't tell anybody, I'm going to try not to scratch.
And, like, 30 seconds in, I'm like, oh my god, sorry.
We get 30 seconds in and she tells people.
I know.
And I say,
I can't keep a secret.
Apparently.
Plus, I mean, like, I was just sitting there, like, itching, so I'm going to look like I've got bugs or something if I don't.
No, but you said you were taking medicine for it.
Yeah, I mean, I was just, like, medicine that I bought at the store. It wasn't like I got it prescribed or
anything. No, but it's not castor oil. You didn't run in and take a cold shower to clear that thing up.
No, that's true. I didn't do that. But
maybe you should have went down to, like, the cooking aisle.
Oh, okay.
Like, got some vegetable oil, sprayed it on yourself, got all greasy, rolled around in some peanut butter. You'd have been fine.
Honestly, I'm still a little itchy, and I'm getting desperate. I'll just start looking up things online.
You know, I'm not going to get into that, but it's a whole other thing. Listen. I'm telling you. That, forget it. But,
That was not even a complete thought. What?
No, it was a complete thought. It's just I can't get into it at this point. That's okay. A whole other thing.
Okay.
Matt, what do you think?
I mean, I think that if you're going to take home remedies, I think you should pick ones that are, like, tried and true. I don't think you should go picking random ones. But I think for the most part, there's medicines for anything, for the most part, that you are going to face. So I think you should most likely just go get the medicine that is there for that.
The fear is, I know a lot of people who have said, and God bless their heart, it's mostly women for some reason, who have been prescribed antidepressants, and I said that weird, antidepressants. But what did I say?
Antidepressants.
Wow.
Antidepressants.
The Kentucky got in my mouth there for a second. I must have ate some gravy at some point recently. People who don't take antidepressants because they're afraid to gain weight.
What?
Oh, yes, I've heard that from people.
There's so many random side effects from medicine, and I feel like if that's what's stopping you, I feel like you should just try the medicine before making that assumption, because it doesn't do the same thing to everybody.
Take an Aveeno oatmeal bath.
Oh.
Yeah, jump in that thing.
That's what she said that I need to do.
Yeah. Try that out.
Okay. What does it even mean? Like, am I putting, like, oats in water and just, like, sitting in it?
I think you should do that.
How do you get that out of the bathtub whenever the bath's over?
You scoop it out, like, put it in your bowl and have breakfast.
I'm like, oh, here's my garbage bag full of oats on the way out.
Yeah, why not? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know enough about home remedy stuff.
You know, I'll tell you what you do when that's all going on. When you're having your Aveeno oatmeal bath, then you get yourself a...
Oh, my gosh, not again. Okay, yeah, we already heard this once, though.
Listen, what's wrong with repetition? We don't have to be quiet during it. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. So we're just supposed
talk
to
talk over.
Talk over.
We heard it once. Go ahead and talk it up.
We don't need it again. It's just really distracting. I'm sorry. I'm like bopping my head over here.
But you don't want to hear it.
Well, no. I mean, if we're trying to have a conversation, it's just distracting.
I heard oatmeal bath and I had to turn to coffee.
You want coffee?
Yes.
You pour your coffee and you put it in your oatmeal bath.
Hey, listen. Maybe that's what happened to them. You get your oatmeal and then you put your coffee in the bathtub and you bebop, chubop, chubop out of there.
And I mean, if I'm as happy as them, that's fine. I'm good with that.
That's a lot of work. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if they're naturally happy. They seem a little, seem like...
I bet they love a lot of people. I bet they're loving everybody.
Oh, yeah, I bet they are.
They're just loving everybody. By the way, we've got a top 10 list tonight that we're going to get to eventually here.
Love the top 10 list.
Oh, he is the L word. I love him. Somebody called in the other morning with their own top 10 list. I loved it.
What?
Yes.
Do you have it?
No, they called in with their own top 10 list. They didn't send it on in.
Okay, well, I didn't know if we saved it or something. Everything's recorded. You didn't, like, write it down after?
No, it's around.
Okay.
Well, what do I do? You go back in the morning after the show's over and dictate? Well, this is what was said on the show. I don't even remember what happened
on yesterday's
show.
Here's an outline of everything.
I remember for about an hour, and then it's over.
Yeah, I cannot keep it straight, especially because you do this every morning, right?
Right.
Yeah, that would be, I can never keep things straight.
We were having a conversation the other morning about, what was it, groundhogs or something? I don't remember what it was, but somebody called in toward the end, and they said, I can't believe we just spent 2 hours talking about a groundhog. And I said, listen, I do 2 hours every morning. I'm looking for warm bodies and subjects. If we can get 2 hours out of the groundhog, we will stretch it out.
Oh, my God.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, I listened to your show one morning for, like, 20 minutes, and I think it was mostly groundhog-centered.
Was it entertaining? Oh, here we go.
It wasn't you, sorry. There were a lot of callers, and they just had a lot of information that they wanted to share. So, I mean, in that regard, they were interested for sure.
They were interested, but you weren't.
I mean, they were interested in the conversation.
But you weren't.
It wasn't for me.
Oh, this is why there's no admiration.
Well, I told you I have admiration for you.
No, I have no admiration for you.
Oh, this goes back to the
I'm
lack
glad
of
you
respect.
Have admiration for me. Thank goodness.
You don't respect me.
No, but that's right. What was that? There's a saying from a movie about respect that's kind of funny. But in any event, Yeah, I think that's, you fill time. But it's fun. It's fun to fill time because you don't ever know what's going to happen.
Yes, but
I respect people who listen to my show every morning. I appreciate that.
You respect them?
Oh, yeah.
That's all it takes. Yeah. You can gain Scott's respect if you just tune in every morning.
If you're a dedicated listener, I love you.
Oh, wow. The L word.
I love those people.
I bet you do.
But no, there are just certain friends who you love and certain friends who you don't.
And certain friends who you tolerate.
I don't know if I tolerate any. I mean,
they're just there.
I think some people think they're friends, but they're not.
Can you rank me and Matt? Where are we at in this, like, love tolerance scale?
Why are you so needy? Are you like this with everybody?
I just like to know.
God bless your heart. You're the neediest person I ever knew.
Okay. You're avoiding the question, though.
No, it's just interesting. Here's my thing with you, and we've got 4 minutes, and next hour we'll have a top 10 list, and we got a lot to talk about next hour. We got current events. We do. I actually have a list here.
Okay.
But the funny thing is here's what happens with you, and this is, people have heard this happen. A question like this will come up,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll say, you want to know.
Right.
And then I'll tell you.
Right.
And then sometimes it's not what you want it to be,
mm-hmm.
and you'll say, I don't really care. And I think, well, why'd we even go down that road?
I mean, it doesn't care. It's not going to, like, hurt my feelings. Then I'm just curious. Curiosity.
When you care, we'll talk.
So you want me to, like, cry whenever I don't get the answer I want?
No, I don't want you to cry, but
what
I
do you want?
Turn around and say, well, I didn't care anyway.
Maybe I'm just deflecting. I'm like, I think you are.
I'm almost sure that you're deflecting because that's what a lot of people do. You would not be alone in that matter.
Right, right.
Because it's like that regret thing. I don't want to admit that I have regrets, but I have them.
I'm self-aware, at least.
At least be self-aware. That's exactly right. But you do that all the time. Tell me, and then...
I don't care.
What do you think?
Yeah,
you've
accurate.
Heard that.
That's accurate.
Now, has everything been on the up and up today? In the first hour?
I think it's been all right.
It's been a thing. We got some very interesting current events coming up in hour number two, but I think this is the right place to be.
Yeah.
No?
No, it is.
So.
I told you I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, this is a good show. This is really a positive program. People like to listen, and you can tell by the calls that we've gotten in the past weeks and the people who listen online who can't call in, who are sending in messages. That's important.
Shout out to our Iowa fan.
Our Iowa fan, the whole thing. It's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
My fan.
Okay, Scott Sears fan. That's true. He did make you your little microphone. Where did you put that?
It's in the archive.
What? That should be on display in the office. That's disrespectful. Come on.
For who?
To the Iowa fan. He put his blood, sweat, and tears into that. Didn't he say that was his, like, third attempt?
I thought it was Idaho.
It's Idaho, not Iowa.
Okay.
But, see, you're really enjoying...
All those states out there, you're great. We love you.
Iowa. She's been saying he was from Iowa, and I'm disrespectful. She didn't even remember where... One of those I states...
They're all the same. If nobody knew I was from Ohio, I wouldn't be offended.
Indiana,
they were like, yeah, the Midwest.
Indiana.
There, I'd be like, yeah, we're Midwestern.
Maybe Indiana.
Yeah.
Could be Indiana.
I knew it wasn't Indiana. Indiana's too close. I knew it was out there. I don't even know where Iowa is, actually.
Idaho.
No, I can identify Idaho, like, on a map. I know what it looks like. Like,
have you ever had a potato?
There's the skinny part at the top, and then it gets, like, thicker, kind of like a misshapen bell. Iowa, I have no idea.
A misshapen bell.
Yeah.
Our listener from Idaho, you have a state like a misshapen bell.
Ohio's like a crankly heart, you know? I mean...
Crankly?
Crankly.
What the heck is crankly?
It's a new word I just made up.
I can tell.
That's a good one.
Well, I'll tell you what. Go get yourself some cheese dip. Exactly. And love on whoever you want to love on. Send a little Valentine. It's coming up. And we're going to come back with some very interesting topics and a top 10 list. So much more to go on this program. Don't you dare flip that dial.
I'm not. You know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything.